Pastor Sotto Mapalo. We love you so much, Pastor. And thank you for
you,
the honor to be here on radio, bringing hope,
you
bringing life.
You have just heard a message produced by the God Life Church Media. For more messages by Pastor Sotto Mapalo, visit thegodlifechurch.org or contact us on 0973-744-4445. 0973-744-4445. God bless you.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: UPND commends police, Catholic Church over handling of Anti-Bishop Banda summon. Israel ambassador pays Kate score on education minister, emphasizes cooperation in education. And in international, U.S. President second term shaped on foreign police ambitions. In sports news, Sichone says he did not go to the AFCON to prove a point. With the news in detail, I am Alex Siangam. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has praised the Zambia Police Service for professionally handling public order during the summoning of Archbishop Alec Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC. UPND Media Director Max Moe says the manner in which the police handled the matter reflects Zambia's commitment to the rule of law and demonstrated how law enforcement agencies should operate in a democratic society. He further acknowledged the Catholic Church for declaring to be drawn into confrontation with the state, noting that the church leadership, youth and women largely excised limitation. Mr. Smoe observed that only a small number of clergies were involved in the incident, while others present were political opponents, emphasizing that they did not represent the broader Catholic community across the country. According to Smoe, the event underscored the importance of respecting governance structures and allowing law enforcement institutions to address allegations of criminal nature without interference or public pressure.
And most importantly, we want to thank the Catholic Church for also not supporting an idea that was called by the minority individuals who wanted to drag the church into conflict with the state. We thank the Catholic youth, we thank the Catholic women for not standing up in yesterday's program. Except for a few clergy, we know that there are thousands of clergy across the country. For a few clergy, and the rest were political opponents. So we sincerely thank the Catholic Church for understanding the importance of governance and the existence of law enforcement agencies where matters of a criminal nature are alleged. So we hope that this should set a precedent to many clergy that may be found in a similar situation, that all of us are not above the law.
Israel ambassador to Zambia, Her Excellency Afra Fari, has paid a Kete score on the Minister of Education, Douglas Chakalima, at his office in Lusaka, reaffirming the strong bilateral relationship between Zambia and Israel. During the meeting, Ambassador Fari highlighted that Israel values its long-standing relationship with Zambia and remains willing to share best practices, particularly in the education sector. She noted that cooperation in education is key to strengthening socio-economic development in both countries. The ambassador commended the Zambian government for its commitment to easy childhood education, ECE, stating that Israel similarly prioritizes foundation learning as a critical pillar for national development. In response, Mr. Chakalima reiterated that foundation learning is critical to Zambia's long-term development agenda. He says that government considers early childhood education a transformative approach to changing mindsets and promoting self-sufficiency through the gaining of lifelong skills supported by the free education policy. Former Chief Nabuli Member of Parliament, who is also agronomist and governance expert, Ponda C. Macha, has urged government to match Zambia's renewed copper production ambitions with stronger governance and institutional responsibility. Mr. Matsa says while Zambia's target to produce millions of tons of copper in the coming decades signals confidence in the mining sector, ambition alone will not deliver sustainable national development. He notes that for more than 5 decades, Zambia has failed to turn copper wealth in inclusive prosperity, not because of lack of resources, but due to weak institutional and poor sector management. Mr. Mecha has acknowledged recent reforms by government, including improved police consistency, increased transparency in mining license, and renewed focus on local value addition, stronger environmental oversight, and decentralization that empowers mining host communities. However, he warns that historical failure, mine life management, lack of beneficiation strategies, poor environmental enforcement, and limited community engagement continues to haunt the sector. Matsa has linked fatal accidents at illegal dump sites to long-standing governance failure, calling for urgent regulation of investigation, abandoned mine, and post-closure land use. He has proposed a second phase of mining reforms, including performance-based mining license, the establishment of a national investigation and secondary mining authority, a mining restoration fund, and community quality participation in mining areas. The Minister of Tourism, Rodney Skumba, has called on the Zambia Institute of Tourism and Hospitality Studies, ZITHS, to raise into a national leadership role as the anchor institution for tourism and hospitality, human capacity development, coordination, and data management. Speaking during the exit meeting of the ZITHS Governing Council, Mr. Skumba underscored the critical need for ZITHS to support government with the credible, comprehensive, and up-to-date national data on training institutions, enrollment, skills outputs, and labor market needs. He emphasized that such data is essential for informed policy formulation, targeted investment decisions, and the sustainable growth of the tourism and hospitality sector. The minister further highlighted the importance of strengthening quality assurance frameworks, certification systems, and occupation standards, including the enhancement of recognition of prior learning mechanisms, RPL, to ensure industrial relevance, competitiveness, and international credibility. In his regards, Skumba directed that ZITHS act to review to address gaps in governance, institutional autonomy, certification authority, asset management, and accountability, while carefully balancing ZITHS social mandate with commercial sustainability. Presenting the 2022-2025 exit report, ZITHS Governing Council Chairperson Ms. Mulemwa Mongwe stated that the Council's tenure was guided by a strong focus on institutional recovery, governance reforms, and the strategic repositioning of ZITHS as a national center of excellence for tourism human capacity development and coordination. She noted that at the commemorating of the Council's tenure, ZITHS was grappling with the significant financial, governance, and infrastructure challenges which necessitated a comprehensive transformation agenda. A road traffic accident has occurred along Ghana Avenue Road near the old KNC Zambia Railway building in Kawe. The accident involved a minibus, registration number ALF1667, and a Toyota Radius, registration number AHB1654. Preliminary information indicates that the minibus driver with passengers on board was allegedly being chased by police officers in a Land Cruiser belonging to Kawe Central Police. An eyewitness who was at the scene says in an attempt to evade the police, the driver reportedly lost control and collided on with the oncoming Toyota Rangers, which was coming from the opposite direction. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Technical Service, Mr. Nicholas Piri, has toured flood-prone affected areas in Lusaka. Speaking during the tour, Mr. Piri urged the media to educate members of the general public on how to take good care of important installations such as drainages. He says the government has no control over floods, hence they build drainages, but it is the duty of the general public to ensure that the drainages are well taken care of. He has attributed that the rise in the cases of flooding to human negligence and not a lack of drainages, as most drainages are